What now could be more dreadful than these things? The church was truly a heaven back then, with the Spirit controlling everything and inspiring each of the leaders. But now, we only retain symbols of these gifts. We speak two or three at a time, taking turns, and when one of us stops speaking, another begins. However, these are just signs and reminders. Therefore, when we begin to speak, the people respond with your Spirit, implying that they also used to speak not from their own wisdom, but from the inspiration of the Spirit. But this is not the case now. The current church resembles a woman who has declined from her previous flourishing days and now only possesses signs of her past prosperity. She presents the containers of her golden treasures but lacks the wealth itself. I do not mention this only in regard to gifts. It wouldn't be surprising if it were just about gifts, but it also pertains to life and virtue. The church used to be decorated with the presence of widows and the choir of virgins, but now it feels abandoned and only the markers remain. Indeed, there are still widows and virgins. However, they lack the virtues which women possessing such titles should display. A virgin's specialty should be caring solely for God's matters and serving Him without distraction. Likewise, the mark of a widow should not merely be the absence of a second marriage, but rather the other virtues such as charity to the poor, hospitality, constant prayers, and all the other things that Paul demanded from Timothy with great precision. You can observe married women among us behaving appropriately, but this is not the only requirement. Instead, they should display more of the attention and care to the needy through which the women of the past shined brightly. Unlike the majority of women nowadays, instead of gold, they used to wear the beautiful attire of almsgiving. But now, having abandoned this, they are adorned from head to toe with golden chains knitted from their sins.